Welcome to Tuesday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism, in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. We faithfully respond to the good news. We accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all sins and wrongdoings, past, present, and future. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we participate in conduct that brings the best version of us to each and every day, forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. We will proclaim the name of the Lord. Ascribe greatness to our God. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 31. To you, Lord, have I come for shelter. Let me never be put to shame. O, deliver me in your righteousness. Incline your ear to me and be swift to save me. Be for me a rock of refuge, a fortress to defend me. For you are my high rock and my stronghold. Lead me and guide me for your name's sake. Bring me out of the net that they have secretly laid for me, for you are my strength. Into your hands I commit my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord God of truth. I hate those that clutch vain idols. But my trust is in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your loving kindness. For you have looked on my distress and known me in adversity. You have not given me over to the power of the enemy. You have set my feet where I may walk at liberty. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye wastes away for grief, my throat also, and my inward parts. For my life wears out in sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails me in my affliction, and my bones are consumed. I am the scorn of all my enemies, and my neighbours wag their heads in derision. I am a thing of horror to my friends, and those that see me in the street shrink from me. I am forgotten like one dead and out of mind. I have become like a broken vessel. For I hear the whispering of many, and fear is on every side. While they plot together against me and scheme to take away my life. But in you, Lord, have I put my trust. I have said, you are my God. All my days are in your hand. O, deliver me from the power of my enemies and from my persecutors. Make your face to shine upon your servant, and save me for your mercy's sake. O Lord, let me not be confounded, for I have called upon you. But let the wicked be put to shame and brought to silence in the grave. Let the lying lips be dumb, that in pride and contempt speak such insolence against the just. Oh, how plentiful is your goodness, stored up for those that fear you, and prepared in the sight of all, for those who come to you for refuge. You will hide them in the cover of your presence from the plots of their enemies. You will shelter them in your refuge from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord our God, for he has wonderfully shown me his steadfast love when I was as a city besieged. When I was afraid, I said in my haste, I am cut off from your sight. But you heard the voice of my supplication when I cried to you for help. Love the Lord, all you his faithful ones, for the Lord guards the true, but fully requites the proud. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you that hope in the Lord. Lord, our God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sanctifier, we ask you to cleanse us from all hypocrisy, to unite us to our fellow men and women by the bonds of peace and love, and to confirm us in holiness now and forever. Amen. The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah, beginning at chapter 36, verse 20. Leaving the scroll in the chamber of Elishama, the secretary, they went to the court of the king, and they reported all the words to the king. Then the king sent Jehudi to get the scroll, and he took it from the chamber of Elishama the secretary. And Jehudi read it to the king, and all the officials who stood beside the king. Now the king was sitting in his winter apartment. It was the 9th month, and there was a fire burning in the brazier before him. As Jehudi read 3 or 4 columns, the king would cut them off with a penknife and throw them into the fire, in the brazier, until the entire scroll was consumed in the fire that was in the brazier. Yet neither the king nor any of his servants who heard all these words was alarmed, nor did they tear their garments. Even when Elnathan and Delaiah and Jeremiah urged the king not to burn the scroll, he would not listen to them. And the king commanded Jeremiel, the king's son, and Sarai, son of Israel, and Shelemiah, son of Abdeel, to arrest the secretary Baruch and the prophet Jeremiah. But the Lord hid them. Now after the king had burned the scroll with the words that Baruch wrote at Jeremiah's dictation, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, take another scroll and write on it all the former words that were in the first scroll, which King Jehoiakim of Judah has burned. And concerning King Jehoiakim of Judah, you shall say, thus says the Lord, you have dared to burn this scroll, saying, why have you written in it that the king of Babylon will certainly come and destroy this land? And will cut off from it human beings and animals. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning King Jehoiakim of Judah, he shall have no one to sit upon the throne of David, and his dead body shall be cast out to the heat by day and the frost by night. And I will punish him and his offspring and his servants for their iniquity. I will bring on them and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem and on the people of Judah all the disasters which I have threatened them, but they would not listen. Then Jeremiah took another scroll and gave it to the secretary Baruch, son of Neriah, who wrote on it at Jeremiah's dictation all the words of the scroll that King Jehoiakim of Judah had burned in the fire. and many similar words were added to them. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the letter to the Hebrews, beginning at chapter 12, verse 12. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with everyone, and the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and through it many become defiled. See to it that no one becomes like Esau, an immoral and godless person, who sold his birthright for a single meal. You know that later, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, even though he sought the blessing with tears. You have not come to something that can be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that not another word would be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it shall be stoned to death. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gathering, and the assembly of the firstborn, who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for what is right, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for mercy shall be shown to them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, In Christ you make all things new. Transform the poverty of our nature by the riches of your grace, and in the renewal of our lives make known your heavenly glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Loving God, how great your healing hand that reaches out to those in need. How great your love for your people. We ask you to bestow your healing on His Majesty, King Charles, and to all people who have been diagnosed with cancer. We thank you for your healing kindness for all your people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God, we bless you for the gracious memory of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, for her reign rich in years and accomplishment, for the many lives she touched, and for the faith that sustained her in life and in death. We remember her with gratitude for her great works. God of grace, hear our prayer. Merciful Lord, we ask for your mercy to be given to the country of Ukraine. Free them from their oppressors. Help Russia to obtain what they need without the death of innocent people. We ask for your intervention to impart peace as an initiative in the minds of all those at war across the world. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. God of grace, hear our prayer. Almighty God, we ask for your mercy to be granted to all countries experiencing natural disasters, especially those experiencing earthquakes or floods or famine. We ask for your intervention to bring calm to their weather systems and so to calm their hearts and minds. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for your church and its place in our world, and ask that you bless the whole church. Bless our bishops, ministers, parish ministry teams and their volunteers and lay people. Give us all courage to proclaim the good news of Christ in our schools, workplaces and homes. God of grace, hear our prayer. Blessed God, we ask you please to bless those on the Anglican cycle of prayer. The Diocese of Colorado, the Episcopal Church, the Diocese of Grafton, the Parish of Gympie, St. John's Crisis Centre, St. Luke's Anglican School, Bundaberg. Bless all schools seeking chaplains and all prison ministry chaplaincy teams. Bless all Anglican parishes in Australia to raise the funds to install church air conditioners to bring comfort to their congregation while they gather to celebrate God's great works. Bless the financial heads of the Anglican Church to find new ways of supplying income streams to fund the clergy in the parishes. Bless the heads of the Anglican Church to take brave steps to modernise the Church's rules, actions and regulations to be a part of God's modern world. God of grace, hear our prayer. Lord and Heavenly Father, you have brought us safely to this new day. Keep us by your mighty power, protect us from sin, guard us from every kind of danger, and in all we do this day, direct us in the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May the Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. Amen.